the key factor that we wanted to examine was the increased mortality among white women who had little education, those with less than a high school diploma. Now, this may not sound like a big deal, but it's huge because for at least 100 years or more than that, mortality has been declining, or our lifespans have been increasing systematically across all countries, across all populations. And all of a sudden, now we have a group that's dying younger. And so we wanted to understand why this trend is occurring. We looked at a number of characteristics that might have played a role, such as the marital status of the women, their psychological state, some health behaviors, including smoking, whether they were obese, whether they consumed alcohol. Other things included whether they were poor and whether they were employed. And it turned out that when we looked at employment in particular and smoking, these factors were just through the roof important. They explained the entire growing trend in inequalities. In other words, when we took into account the fact that these low-educated women smoked more and had much lower levels of employment, all of a sudden that mortality gap disappeared.